You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to the latest episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. A little bit of a bonus episode for us tonight because the official word came out during the Sunday Night Football broadcast, right now taking place the game, the Houston Texans hosting the New England Patriots. And at this time, the Buffalo Bills have officially been flexed there to Sunday Night Football in Week 15. So that news just coming out. The Buffalo Bills, again, in Week 15, they're traveling to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. That game was originally scheduled for 1 o'clock. It has been flexed to 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC, the Sunday Night Football broadcast. That is replacing the game the Minnesota Vikings were going to be traveling to take on the Los Angeles Chargers. And at this time, the Buffalo Bills and the Steelers playing in Sunday Night Football on Sunday, December 15th, 8:20 p.m. kickoff. And, you know, it's interesting, a lot of reaction coming in at this time. I thought an interesting one I just saw from John Feliciano came out and said, should have been our home game next week. I can understand that from a couple of standpoints, right? To see New Era Field in a Sunday night game, what that would have looked like with fans tailgating all day. Maybe it's better that it's a road game, to be quite honest. But understanding that piece, right, the intrigue of the Bills playing the Ravens, but we do realize that window had already passed, right? It was something that wasn't going to be possible because it has to be done at least 12 days in advance. And I believe it was Sal Capaccio who had said that the Ravens are playing on Thursday Night Football the following week. So to push them back from a 1 p.m. kickoff in Buffalo to an 8:20 kickoff, you know, that just kind of shortens the window for them for everything that they would need. But it was interesting because earlier in the day, it was Charlie Batch on Twitter. And many of you remember Charlie Batch's run as a quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, maybe with the Detroit Lions. He had a tweet out there and he said, FYI, this was, about between 5 and 6 o'clock. He said, FYI to any Steelers fans planning to attend the Bills game here at Heinz Field on December 15th. It's scheduled for 1 p.m., but there is a lot of chatter about that game possibly being moved to 8:20 p.m. on Sunday night. Stay tuned as the NFL is expected to announce the time here soon. So Charlie Batch really coming out with the breaking news early in the day on Sunday. And with that, you know, you weren't sure if it was just rumor, if it was just speculation. It turned out to be true. And the Bills and the Steelers, again, that game being flexed to 8:20 on December 15th. So, you know, I'd be curious to get your take. And I've seen some reaction from fans on Twitter so far. Most of it is obviously excited. The chance to play in primetime, what that all means, what that looks like, right? Just kind of being on that national stage again, especially following the game on Thanksgiving Day with the 26-15 victory over the Dallas Cowboys. And then other fans, right? I get it. They're a little bit more about the schedule, right? You think of someone like Sean McDermott, you know, he's all about the process and culture and all of those things. So moving the game from 1 o'clock to 8:20, I'm sure there's some folks out there, and I've seen some, I'm not going to name names at this point. You can, you can hit me up on Twitter to share your thoughts at Anth Marino if you like, but you know, there's still some that are like, man, you know, those night games, they're late. I got to work the next morning, all of these pieces. I completely get that too. I do, if it's your opinion, but I think from this standpoint right now, right, we talked about it before, earlier in the week, right? You saw everything where it was talking about the Bills broadcast on Thanksgiving Day, an average of 32.5 million viewers, right? The most watched NFL regular season game over the past 3 years. Just, you know, the phenomenal ratings that took place with it. And I get it. So much of it tied to the Dallas Cowboys. Sort of, you know, is Jason Garrett going to get fired? Are they going to implode? It's Thanksgiving Day, all of these pieces. But you see the performance from Josh Allen, the defense, Cole Beasley, Devin Singletary, really the entire Buffalo Bills roster. And I guess not too surprising, right, that would look at things and say, okay, the opportunity to flex this game is something that can work for the league. The Minnesota Vikings, of course, have had a successful season to date. The Los Angeles Chargers, you know, not so much, and dropping the game in the final seconds to the Denver Broncos today, just kind of an ugly performance by them. Taking it one step further, right, the speculation that Tyrod Taylor could be replacing Phillip Rivers at quarterback, that came from Ian Rapoport earlier in the day on Sunday. And now it'll be interesting to see if Tyrod Taylor gets another shot at being a starting quarterback in the NFL. But really the big piece here, again, the Buffalo Bills game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, December 15th, the flex is in effect as the Bills, they were going to be on the road anyway. But with that game at this time, that is being flexed to 8:20 Sunday Night Football. Exciting for Bills fans. I'll be curious if more fans look to make the trip at this time. I realize, right, maybe if you had planned to go at 1 o'clock, does this mess things up for you? Hopefully it doesn't mess up anyone's travel plans too much, or you get enough advance notice that you can make the proper change to your schedule to get in and out of Pittsburgh as needed. But I think they're, you know, expecting a great deal of Bills fans in attendance for this game, regardless from this standpoint. And really pulling together some of the information and the staff here at BuffaloRumblings.com pulling things together. I think the last time that the Bills were on Sunday Night Football, they got absolutely demolished by the Patriots, final score 52-17, which was just one of those pieces. It's probably a little bit fuzzy on the details, because when you look at that, you're just like, okay, I just want to wipe that from my memory best as I possibly can. The last time that the Bills and Steelers played in primetime was back in 1996. So from that standpoint, it's been a long time coming for the Bills. It looks like it was September 1996. Bills lost the game 24-6 at Three Rivers. At least what I'm seeing here, according to our Sean Murphy, Jim Kelly was 15 for 31, 116 yards and 4 interceptions. So with that said, it has been a long time coming for the Bills, have not appeared on Sunday Night Football in 12 years. And again, now that chance to be in the national spotlight once again against another one of those, you know, everyone refers to the Cowboys as America's team. The Pittsburgh Steelers, based on the success they had over the 70s, one of the most beloved teams across the country, a fan base, again, that spans decades and again, you know, across the United States. So the Bills taking on another one of America's teams, I guess you could say, in some way, shape, or form, with that game being flexed to Sunday night, December 15th. So with all that being said, I'm going to wrap things up. I told you it was going to be just a quick podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. We have a full week of shows coming up. Another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings will come together for you on Monday with Matt Rich Warren. On Tuesday, we've got our normal lineup with Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. Also on Wednesday, the Nick and Nolan Show. On Thursday, the Mafia Mavens. I'll be back with you with Breaking Buffalo Rumblings on Friday. And then as we go forward, we will have Believe on Saturday. And Circling the Wagons, we'll have the recap show following the game against the Baltimore Ravens. So as always, appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll check in with you soon. And as always, go Bills. Take care.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.